Michael, let me share the information with you, because I was here trying to. Sorry, I was trying.
Go ahead.
It says here that individuals, professional organizations, community-based groups, as well as official and unofficial bodies with special interests, have been invited to submit memoranda or other documents setting out their views and comments on the issues. Written submissions were also invited to be sent to the Clerk of Parliament or Parliament Barbados at caribserve.com. That's Parliament Barbados, all lowercase. Please turn on your radio no later than Friday. So it says here, the much-discussed Joint Select Committee begins its work on the Integrity in Public Life Bill 2018 in the Senate Chamber, Parliament Buildings from 1:30 today. Okay? So I hope that helps you. So you may have until Friday to submit information. I believe it is this coming Friday, as opposed to last Friday, right? This coming Friday. And people who tendered written submissions were asked to indicate whether they wanted to appear in person before the committee to give oral presentations. The committee may also invite individuals or summon witnesses under the law to attend its meetings to give evidence and help towards formulating a well-informed and balanced report.
Somehow or other, David, it seems to me I would fall into the last category that you put in there, that I would be invited. I'm a fellow of the Canadian Institute, and
you would have to indicate to them what your issues are. You'd have to look at the particular bill first.
David, I used to be on the council for ICAB, and
but have you seen this Integrity in Public Life Bill?
Pardon me?
Have you seen this draft Integrity in Public Life Bill?
I don't know what you're speaking about.
Okay, but you need to do some homework on this. Given the interest that you have in the subject, I would recommend that, first of all, you go perhaps to Parliament's site. It is most likely there. Download the particular bill, have a look at it, and then determine whether you believe you need to follow up further.
Tell me, David, what time are they open at? I am not into town today, but tomorrow morning.
Do you need to go to get a copy?
Yeah. What time?
But can't you go online and download it?
My computer not working.
That's a lot. I don't know. Call you would have to call the Parliament and find out what's going on there.
Yeah.
You get guidance from them.
All righty.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Mr. Dallas?
Yes.
I'm going to court for three great prime ministers. Harry Waltenbar, Tom Adams, and Governor Sandford. Nobody using me as a satellite. Poor people have a short memory. And Governor Sandford said, Lord, show me my friends from my enemy. The church, the Bible has 628 commandments. The bishop, all of the Catholic priests, all of the world, elect a bishop and forward. The whole world, the smallest country in the world, can't elect a bishop and 6 meetings. Why give it?
You give me the answer to that.
Huh?
I think you have the answer, but you don't want.
You don't want to give it to me. You know everything. You tell me to keep up the church. Don't forget.
I told you to keep up the church.
You tell me to keep up the church. I told you part of the church and you cut me off. You can't remember? Yeah, we told Thomas, sir.
I can't remember telling you to keep out your church. Huh? But the only reason I would tell anybody to keep out the church is if I had a view that they were likely to go and burn it down.
This church wish him to go to jail.
I don't recall telling you not to go to church.
Yeah, you tell me to keep out. But your church is a woman.
Well, I don't know what happened on that particular day and what
you
said.
Church is a woman?
Pardon?
Do you know church is a woman? Yes or no? Let
I am not aware of that.
The church is one foundation. Jesus Christ the Lord. She, Mother, is a new creator by water and the world. From heaven you came and saw her, aunt, sister, daughter, to be a holy bride, a sweetest thing in the world.
So where are you going? Where are you going with all of this? Where are you going with all of this?
I planted a tree. Let me plant it. Oh, I'm cutting you off. Let God plant. You got to take time.
Listen, let me tell you something. It is one thing for you to plant trees, but they got a lot of other people in this country listening who got other things to do. They can't sit down here and wait for you to plant trees. No wonder you got cut off the last time. All right, you're going all over the world. No wonder I tell you to stay with your church. I thought you were going there to create confusion. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, welcome.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Yeah, mind you, though, I don't ever remember telling that guy to stay in the church because the confusion or not, perhaps going to church would help him to clarify the confusion that he may be going through. Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
I wonder if there's a problem in adding the sir to Sir Garfield Sobers' name. I was watching cricket yesterday and I realized that the pavilion, in honor of him, it just has on Garfield Sobers.
I think that's the normal way of dealing with the naming of buildings and stuff like that. They don't put the sir on.
Okay, all right.
All right?
Yeah, thank you.
You would see, for instance, the same thing would apply to things like the roundabouts that carry...
Okay.
The names of people who have been knighted and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, good, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
David?
You're on the air.
How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
This is Mr. Ivory Culture.
You don't have to say so.
I beg your pardon?
Your voice is so well known.
Yeah. I am a well-known man, too.
Well, I have no doubt.
Whenever I move across by, there are people who stop me. And speak to me. And
you know that if I saw you, I wouldn't know what you look like.
I glad enough. But I know you well. And I've seen you on many occasions, and I refuse to shout you. The only body I shout is Dennis. And Dennis knows me. Because I meet Dennis more than once. And the last time I had a chat with Dennis is the night on Robert Street when he was covering the elections right there.
Okay. So why is it that you hide from me?
I don't hide. I just don't shout you.
But why? Why is it that you don't want me to know who you are?
Because you are a dangerous man, David.
Dangerous how?
Very, very dangerous man. And you leave it as that.
Okay, all right then.
You're a very dangerous man. I will speak to you. I have respect for you. But I don't trust you.
You don't?
Trust what I'm telling you. And I'm a man.
But you got to tell me why you don't trust me.
Leave it there.
You got to expand on that. Why you don't trust me?
I will not expand on that because you know what? At the end of the day, God is not going to ask me for David Ellis' salvation. He is going to ask for Mr. Ivory Culture's salvation. And I got to give accountability for myself, not David Ellis. So you understand why I just say that?
Well,
and you're a foolish man. I never got class
understand why you...
I got your class as a deadly, dangerous man.
A deadly and dangerous man.
You far from an idiot, David. Trust what I'm telling you.
Deadly and dangerous.
I'm not an idiot either. I could play the fool's part. Because you work that a wise man can play a fool's part.
What you call me about today?
You'll never be able to play the wise man's part. Well, born a fool, you got dead a fool.
I am honored. I am so honored that you... recognizing how deadly and dangerous I am, would still take time out of your very busy schedule.
You're right.
To call me on so many occasions.
Correct.
Talk to me today. Let me hear.
David, I passed above the old Fairside Street terminal where you used to sell the vegetables or whatever. That is now a structure where people just park the car. There is a skip sitting there. And to heaven's mercy, I see some garbage there that's tink and rip up and open up. You know the area I'm speaking about?
Yes, it's terrible.
Oh my God, that is a dilapidated, deplorable situation for Bridgetown.
It seems as though it's gotten worse, though.
It has gotten worse, because I have seen it.
Since the change of government, too.
Three times.
Since the change of government, let me say that.
No, you hold on. I have, because when garbage up on my side needs to be taken up, I phone in and I speak with the authorities. Don't mind that the fellas has come and has paid me. They say they shot the trucks. They're under pressure. The big people, Elizabeth Park and Regency Park and Ridgeview Estate, them garbage didn't get caught up, but I lambasting them and putting them in problems. But I want the sanitation authority to understand that if we do not take care of this small country, you will have diseases and things going over. And you cannot allow garbage to sit wrong people place for 3 weeks. Everybody that's paid taxes, David, from the littlest child to the eldest person that's paid taxes. So if I have a problem with garbage and I speak about it, it shall be rectified. And I know there's a problem with trucks. I am not the Josephus, but at the end of the day, it is wrong for this country to have garbage. And we sell Barbados on tourism. We had a sewage issue out there that nearly crippled this. Well, it crippled the economy. I can't say nearly. It crippled the economy. And then it was all up on the different sites telling people stay away from our beaches, stay away from Barbados because there is raw shaving cream flowing in our streets. So you take that there is good things going out of this country, David, to be...
No, but I want you to stop and think about it this way. Since May 24th and the general elections, the government said to us that there were some mission-critical areas.
Yeah.
Garbage collection.
Garbage trucks we won.
Right. Garbage trucks.
Red flag was raised and a mecca recall. Yeah. And now I understand that there are 7 or 8 new trucks coming across the ocean now, along with some parts to rectify some other old trucks that's sitting down to get back on the road to help this garbage
issue.
So
the person who is responsible for the Sanitation Service Authority, the minister responsible for that area, should recognize that there is a need to update Barbadians on what is happening. Because if you had a situation where they recall representatives who went abroad to source trucks, then the question which remains is, so what is the alternative? Because there's an urgency. This is mission critical. And as I said to you, those of us who look across the road here at River Road can tell you that situation has gotten worse. What seems to be happening is that people who cannot get their garbage picked up elsewhere, many of them come and dump garbage out there.
Exactly.
And the skip that they put there is never good enough. They need more than one skip out there, tell you the truth.
It full, it overflowing, it ripple, and it well dogs that they got in it and scatter.
And that's not all. What is more significant in all of this?
And the paros too. I see the paros. I tell a paro man. I say a paro man, oh, for heaven's sake, if you want something to eat or drink, I sure if you beg somebody for $1, don't mind things rough, you will get it. Do not dig up in the garbage because there is, the garbage there and bikes tied up. And you know what they will do, David? Rip open the bag.
I've seen it.
Digging up and they're taking everything and scattering across the place.
I've seen it.
And I told the power man, that is not good if you want a drink in my small means. And I went there by Reed, you know, by where Reed is run?
Yeah.
At the corner of Nestle Street. Because I ain't getting them money because I know they're going to bite door. And I get a little drink and a little cheese cutter and tell you all that and stop digging up in the garbage. Because, I mean, oh, for heaven's mercy, we are trying to make Barbados a place that everybody from the smallest person that living in society to the people that can afford to live, everybody should be happy. And I believe that personally from my heart. But I do not think that there are a lot of things that need addressing and need fixing, that the powers that be are dragging their feet in the mud to get it done. And that is the problem I have. And you got to understand that I will never be a Josephus, because when the Democratic Labour Party was running Barbados, I lambasted them. And when my government is running Barbados, and I see anything that needs to be fixed and needs to be in order of working, I will speak about it as well. Because nobody didn't come and tell me that I partisan, and when the other party was in, I ridiculed them, and now my party in, I can't say nothing that they're
okay,
doing wrong.
Okay, but give me
that
a few seconds.
That is not agriculture.
Give me a few seconds here. Somebody's saying to me that a private hauler is the one responsible for that garbage situation in River Road, and the person is saying, and they're in government, that it was drawn to their attention on Saturday night, and they're working with the relevant agencies to have the matter rectified. This is urgently required. Because the other point I made before, and I just repeat it, it is in close proximity to people who are serving food.
Exactly, David, exactly. And I am not here to make nobody look bad or to pull down any entity or to derail the Barbados Labour Party as they try to fix Barbados or to even make the sanitation authority look bad. But these things is things that have to be fixed immediately. There are people I see on the ground that work in sanitation who have their rakes and their shovels, etc., putting garbage in bags. I admire them for that. But if they do that, and then 3 or 4 weeks pass and the garbage just there pile up, a lot of businesses and
Barbadians, Barbadians are doing a lot of foolishness.
They're doing a lot of foolishness.
Because I can tell you, a man called me on Friday about an area out there in Lodge Hill, where close to Price Mart, and he talked about the amount of bush and stuff. Now, they were doing some work previously and cut a track so that in the period that the road was being fixed, I believe the road was being fixed or the roundabout was being done or something like that. Anyhow, they had to carve this track so that vehicles could get from the Lodge roadside across to that portion that will take you out to Chaffet and KFC. So, you know, people walk through there as a shortcut. I have seen somebody has dumped a dead pig out there. They have just cleaned it after there were about 2 to 3 truckloads of coconut shells and the leaves from the coconut palms. I mean, clearly somebody or more than one person went and dumped this stuff there from their trucks. I mean, that is the kind of stuff that you don't really want to encourage, but people do it, you know, notwithstanding the fact that it is a danger to people's health, because you dump all those coconut shells out there and then the water gets in there and it breeds mosquitoes and, you know, we got to take care of the country. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks, hello.
Yes, morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, good morning.
Following up on your last call about illegal dumping.
Yes.
There's an area, you know, Roach, at the bottom of Long Gap, right, into Grisettes.
Yes.
That property, the block making, is closed, and that site is now a major dump site for a lot of coconut shells and elephants. So I hope the property owners know that they need to do something about it. Block the access of vehicles into that place and stop that dumping. I mean, I will call the environmental department about it, but they don't do anything. When you call them, they don't turn up. So I'm putting this on the air. Somebody should hear it and do something about it, hopefully. Another thing.
Yeah.
The telephone poles have on some networks. Big black boxes or cylinders tied on with rope. These things are dangerous to the public. Soon these things will be falling because those cords or rope are going to rot and they're going to hit people and, you know, somebody's going to be paying up some money. Flo or whoever responsible for them need to get out there and do their job. And the authorities in government need to get up off their backsides and do their work. Getting an increase in salary is not the only thing they should be concerned about. That's all for now, Mr. Ellis.
Well, somebody said to me over the weekend that they got an increase in salary, but their take-home pay was less. So I just cautioned them that, you know, I always pointed out that the government will give with one hand and take with the other, given the circumstances in the country at the moment. Thanks for your input. Now, somebody is asking the question, so whether there's a primary school book scam going on around the country. They're saying that the books are really expensive, and they suggest that you look particularly at classes 2 to 4. Is that it, your experience? Tell us whether... What is exactly is the experience that you are facing with respect to school books? And there's another question which I want to put on the table. I want to get your feedback on it. You know, at the beginning of this summer holiday, there was a lot of discussion about the absence of the summer program, the summer camps. I want to know how you coped with the summer camps, the fact that there were no summer camps sponsored by the government. this year. I believe you would have had some private camps, which would have been launched by other people. But how did it work for you? This is Down to Brass Tacks. You on the air?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Good morning.
Now, I did mean to call again, but I heard the guy earlier, just like two callers before, complaining about the garbage situation and so on and so forth. But eventually he did make himself kind of clear that it's not this government. Because I wondered if he'd ever passed River Road. I passed River Road on Saturday, and I was going towards town, so I was on the right side of the street. This gave me a good view of that shanty town we have there. Mr. Ellis, does anybody or anybody in the last 5 years ever pass there? Because I know it didn't get there overnight. But, of course, we wanted the problem rectified overnight. But I have never seen the such light of that. And it is an eyesore. On the other side is a very much better. And the old National Insurance building sticks out like a sore thumb. Are we going to continue building buildings and condemning them just like that? Now, the other issue is we knew that we didn't have any foreign exchange. This is something I've been thinking about. But what we did know until after the new government took over, that we didn't have no kind of change at all. But I was thinking, I have thought and thinking about it. At the time, now is not the best time to have increased the number of ministries. I think Ms. Motley could have gone, should have, with the amount of existing ministries we had, because with the increase of ministries means increase of more top-level staff, including the PS. And the PSs don't come cheap. So that means that there will be no taking out more money that we don't have to pay more wage into these people. Now, having sent lots of people up the ladder, it should be leaving vacancies at the end to employ people, but there's no money to pay them. The other thing is, I think that instead of parliamentarians getting a 5% raise in salary, they could have gone in and taken the same salary that the other government was using, had been paying all along until we got off our feet.
Okay, well, you're entitled to your view. Thank you very much. This person says that there are Barbadians living abroad. And the problem is that Barbadians are too nasty and they will take their rubbish from off of their property and dump it on somebody else's. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello? You on the air? 4341790. Let's see if we get some other reaction here. This person says that their son attended a camp for the first time, and it was the 10th year this year. They're so glad it was shortlisted, so that it could manage the children as well. Other government camps should have this particular person as a camp director for planning these camps, because she did an excellent job in organizing and planning the 6 weeks of the camp. And this was a summer camp on science and technology, which the person says was sponsored by the government. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello? Welcome to the program. There's another WhatsApp message which says, can you help me to get some answers from the FSC, that's the Financial Services Commission, about a pension plan that has been in limbo for a group of workers? It says that the company that had the plan for the workers has closed since 2013, and they're getting no answers from the insurance company or the FSC. Now, the company involved, they say, is the Rum Refinery at Mount Gay Limited, which they say has been in It has been closed since 2013. So we need to get some information on that, because clearly some of the people who have been working with that company are kind of in the dark as to exactly what's happening with it. Welcome to the program, Dr. Brastax. You are on the air.
Yes, sir. Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes.
Watch the wind. There's a lot of wind blowing in. There's a lot of wind blowing into your microphone.
Okay. I'm calling about the issue about garbage.
Yes.
Yes. What you have said, maybe has called and said about the people that is their garbage off their property and so on, next they are very true.
What's the problem? You listening to the radio?
No.
What's the problem? Why is it so difficult for us to hear you properly?
Yes, because people have stole garbage off of their property and put on other people's property. I have seen it more than once.
But what do you think is causing Barbadians to behave like this? I mean, it's one thing to keep your own property clean, but just to dump this stuff on somebody else's property, that's certainly, I mean, at the end of the day, you're making someplace else nasty. Is it because we don't have enough trucks picking up the garbage? What is causing it in your view?
In my view, what is causing it is the people don't want to take the garbage where they're supposed to carry it. They want to carry it in the plantation car roads. They want to carry it all about the place. Vision is wrong. What the people can do with the garbage is take the garbage where the garbage is supposed to go or pay a truck to carry it where it has to go.
This is a problem of serious proportions, you know, because a lot of work has to be done, perhaps, in making people more sensitive to the dangers associated with the way that we are disposing of our garbage. We should have been much further along the road to a positive approach a long time ago. We should have been, by now, we should have been separating our garbage. You should have had bottles one place, card another, biodegradable someplace else, and, you know, we should have been far more sophisticated. We have wasted a lot of time, but we are more inclined to look at government. Yes, the government has a role to play, but while we are pointing the accusing finger at the government for the absence of the trucks and that sort of thing, we are wasting valuable time and actually indulging in practices that are against our best interests. We really have a lot of work to do. The people in the SSA, for instance, I would love to see them become far more proactive. The SSA should be far more involved than merely saying, a truck is coming today, or we don't have trucks and stuff like that. There's got to be a more sophisticated approach using things like the social media and the general media in trying to get people to become more conscious of where we are, what needs to be done, and where we could go in dealing with this. I'm very concerned that all right now, we are still taking garbage up to the landfill in St. Thomas. We should have been out of that a long time ago. There has been a complete reduction in the discussion about garbage disposal in Barbados, because once we had gotten past the issue of the plasma gasification plant, as far as we were concerned, that was the end of the story. It isn't. It's a problem that, you know, it's a disaster that is waiting to happen somewhere along the line, in my judgment. I mean, batteries. We have so many batteries that we dispose of. There's no proper campaign for dealing with that. The cell phones, so many of them. The computers. I mean, you stop and listen to the discussion now about plastic. In the world, there's a whole campaign against plastic. Even straws, they're trying to get away from using straws. I just listened to a discussion about what happens to the lenses that people pop into the bathroom, and how these lenses don't degrade. Where are we? Who is going to lead this discussion and this thrust towards a new approach to garbage disposal, while at the same time trying to get Barbadians to stop pelting their stuff any and everywhere and dumping their pigs in plastic bags and their dogs and that sort of thing. Down to Brass Tacks.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, good
yes,
morning.
Yes, I said I will pass this one on you a little
quick. Summer specials on at Frontline.
Yes, tell me.
Some time ago, I managed to pass below the garbage with the garbage pile up there by the market.
Yes.
And while I was passing, I saw the official from sanitation. So I said, well, we're doing a good job. The gentleman said, well, doing a good job. This is second time for the day, and it's now 5 o'clock.
That's
we went here at 6 o'clock this morning, and it was a Sunday, where most of the stalls will be closed off for business. He said, we went here at 6 o'clock with the truck, and we cleaned here. Now we are back here this evening around 4:35, doing the same thing with the same amount of garbage get piled up. Look.
So what do you think is causing that?
Well, he said, listen, to their observation, they realize that people bring their garbage from wherever and place it there for them to move.
That's
so
correct.
When you're thinking that it's just the stalls.
It's not the stalls. We said quite clearly that it appears to us that people are bringing their garbage from all over the place.
All over the place and putting it, right?
Because they can't get the pickup in their particular area on the days that they want. Maybe, you know, it takes a longer time. In some instances,
but
people will get a pickup
out
in the week, but sometimes it runs for longer than a week without a pickup.
But check this here now, Mr. Ellis. I was wrong there, you know, just breathing. I see a lady pass with the garbage in a bag. The skip was a blown breath away from
her.
She felt
it outside. Outside
the skip.
But that's a major thing that you see around here.
So you know what I do? I walk and they skip. You know, the skip didn't even quarter full. Didn't quarter. You know, so you see, sometimes you say, well, you know, we make, but I know that sanitation is one of the hardest working people. I mean, I call it ZR workers. They work fast and get over with it. Right? Now, the next thing that I would like to explain to the Transport Authority, Transport Board, please do not change the specification of the buses. Let the buses work how they should work, and don't let any person go into the engine or to the engine to work at a different rate because they want to save fuel. That's all. All right?
How often that happens?
Well, 10 years ago, when those buses first came in the island, they could check the repairs in the repair shop. Those buses was overheating because it interfered with the petrol flow. The petrol flow was down, and the engine, they want more power to clean the house. So when it get up to the destination up here in Forest View, the belt's gone. If I let burn off, heat coming over Gun Hill, you hear peep, peep, peep. The temperature gears was keeping noise. Ask any driver.
Mm-hmm.
Once you alter the petrol floor, the diagnostic going to be different. You can get all type of different things with your repairs.
So they were altering the petrol flow because they were hoping to save on fuel.
Save on fuel and cut down the speed of the buses. So what I do, as drivers tell you, when they hit Gun Hill, because we, as I say already, you cannot put buses down in the hilly section of the island with a reduced petrol flow. It's not going to work the transmission hard. So it's whenever the drivers say, man, listen, they're doing nonsense with the buses. Some drivers actually come out and say that they're doing nonsense. And the people that alter, they call caliber the engine, none of them ain't make none. They don't know. They know about making the buses. No, they know. They ain't nowhere which place the buses made.
Well, I was reading the newspaper today, and I saw a lot of reaction to what the Prime Minister had to say about recalling the board members who had gone to England. And one question that was raised there was this. So why is it necessary to send members of a board to inspect buses in a country where you already have a high commission or diplomats who are supposed to represent your interests? Now, I suppose the argument which would be raised is that being a diplomat does not necessarily put you in a position to know what you ought to know about the specifications and that sort of thing for buses.
Yeah.
So it may well be argued that you need people who are specialists in that particular area to analyze exactly what is available to the country.
You're quite right. Now, most diesel-powered trucks are fast-pulling motors. Once you could have run past a truck when it going up a hill away. Now you have diesel motors now that clicking a certain amount of speed or do it hit the hills. Now, you cannot, and I repeat, they cannot continue doing the same thing as usual. The repairs for these buses was always clocking up any dollars from the time they was new. So is anybody that could come and tell me different? Look, I draw an...
Let me ask you a question here.
Yeah.
Given where Barbados is right now,
yeah,
do you see a necessity for the transport board? Do you see a necessity for the transport board? In other words, when you're really under pressure financially, people ask you to do radical things, look for radical solutions to problems. And it is quite possible that given the amount of arrears and debt, that sort of thing faced by the transport board, that there are people who will look at us and say, you know what, do you really need this? And how are you, if you did away with it, how would you address the people who live in rural Barbados?
No.
Could you surrender this to the private sector altogether instead of this hybrid system that we have?
My honest opinion is that it's running at too much a heavy cost.
So how are you going to fix that?
Now, if they want to go the other way, they will still have to be a part of the whole system. I don't know how they would do it, but you got brains in there that would be able to have an input into the service. But right now, when you have ZRs and minibuses, look, I hear the minibus association said that he want a level playing field. How he could get a level playing field when his buses don't be on the road after a certain time? How could he say that he want a level playing field when the workers claim how much money they make in a short space of time? How he could want a level playing field when he claimed that all it did that the buses being on maintenance on Sundays? What is a level playing field? So if you have, they're interjecting that same very attitude, if they own the public transport, we have a problem. Look, don't care however you switch, it's going to need some real...
Could you introduce the concept of a maxi-taxi service to certain parts of the country instead of relying so heavily on buses and ZRs?
Look,
I mean, you got to look for... I just throw ideas.
Yeah. I would... You see, something like this need to not choke the same thing. Something you got to put in your brain and work it. I once traveled to Broomfield. You see that bus left from Bridgetown in Broomfield? Let me tell you, that is enough driving. And when the drivers get back to Spicetown, they normally change off. No, we have a route that called Savannah and Society. The inspector tell me that the drivers say them don't like or them ain't doing that road called Summit Drive. I want them to take a tour. Hit Corner Town and you'll see what is driving. Now, it is much sensible for transport board when they have a problem with bus. Instead of waiting for one and then waiting for the next, send one that's going to sweep the two routes, called the Civil Society, than to put one body suffering and then one body get through. I even talked to the manager. I said, listen, how much school children you all transport between 3 and 5 o'clock? I say, guarantee, I bet you, that between 5 and 7, you all don't move 30% of that crew. You know what they look at me and tell me? Oh, Mr. Gentleman, that is very hard to roster people to come in and do the work. It's very hard. It's not that easy. I said, all I'm asking you, how much school children you all transport between 3 and 5 o'clock? All I'm asking for 50% transport between 5 and 7. You know, she ain't asking no more.
Okay.
So.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Coming right back.